About 1.7 million Americans are incarcerated in state and federal prisons. Most inmates have low levels of literacy, and about 2 out of 5 prisoners lack a high school diploma. Many are from low-income backgrounds, earning on average about $19,000 a year before entering prison. That's 40% lower than people of similar ages who don't end up behind bars. So one way out of this cycle is to help inmates develop better reading skills associated with brighter job prospects and reduced likelihood of reoffending.
Sometimes people just come and drop boxes of books off on the porch.
Gina Shepherd is a former nurse and longtime organizer at the Prisoners Literacy Project in Berkeley, California, which operates strictly with volunteers. They ship about 600 books a week at no charge to inmates who request them from prisons and jails throughout the United States. Most of the books are donated by individuals.
And a lot of times those books we can't use at all because most prisons want books in good condition. And people will leave books out here that should actually go to a recycling dump. Torn pages, written in. We can't send those kind of books. And then I get calls 2 or 3 a week from people who want to donate books. And, I go through what kind of books we want and what we can use. And then they drop them off here. Sometimes volunteers come with bags of books. And I'm walking down the street, and now they have these little libraries, these tiny little libraries in front of houses. I always look through there and get 1 or 2 books that we can use. I go to the El Cerrito Recycling Center every week, and I get 30 to 40 books there.
Inmates are prohibited from receiving books shipped by individuals. Prison officials cite security concerns of hidden messages or even dangerous objects concealed in books. Internet access is also greatly restricted. So generally, only approved booksellers and organizations like the Prisoners Literature Project are authorized to send books. And in most cases, the final decision on what may come into a prison rests with guards or people in the mailroom.
There are some prisons that will only accept new books. Those are a lot from Washington State, believe it or not. There are some prisons that will not accept hardcovers. There's a lot of prisons that won't accept hardcovers. Most prisons will not accept any writing inside the book. Some prisons, they have these bizarre things like they don't want any chemistry books because they think people are going to build bombs. A lot of prisons will not accept anything erotic. Sometimes we even have to tear out the pages of art books if there's nudes in them. We get those back. If we send an art book to some prisons, they send them back to us.
Are you aware that they are specifically going through every single book before they'll admit it to the prison?
Well, it really depends on the guard. There's some prisons that the information that we have are they'll only accept new books. But sometimes newish books get through. So it really depends. What is a newish book? That's a subjective decision. So the guard can look at the book and think, oh, this isn't newish enough, and just not accept it.
The population of prisoners varies, and some have above average reading skills, but most don't. And in general, says Gina Shepherd, inmates are likeliest to relate to certain kinds of books, reflecting their own experiences, often in inner cities.
I'll never send out Proust to anybody. I have a graduate degree. I can't read Proust. I'm not going to send Proust to somebody in prison.
This is no specific hang-up about Marcel Proust.
No. No, I'm just giving an example. All those old English Victorian writers or 16th century writers, I'm not going to send those. They're not going to read those.
So you would consider those kind of unsuitable for that population?
I would. We have some of those books, and some people send them out, but I personally will not send them out.